The result of the vote is as follows. The result.
The United Nations General Assembly broke into applause and a standing ovation after the final vote condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The result of the vote is as follows. In favor, 41, against 5, abstentions 35. Draft resolution A/ES-11/L1 is adopted.
The 141 yes votes are an overwhelming majority of the General Assembly. Abdullah Shahid is president of the General Assembly. He explained the resolution to reporters shortly before adjourning the special session.
Specifically, the resolution demands a cessation in the use of force and the withdrawal of all military from Ukraine. It points to the principles set forth in the Charter of the United Nations and the Declaration on Friendly Relations.
The General Assembly acted days after Russia blocked a similar resolution in the Security Council. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke after the 193-member General Assembly cast its votes.
The message of the General Assembly is loud and clear. End hostilities in Ukraine now. Silence the guns now. Open the door to dialogue and diplomacy now. The territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine must be respected in line with the UN Charter. We don't have a moment to lose.
In the final debate before the vote, Ukrainian Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia urged a yes vote.
Our generation is the generation that was supposed by our predecessors to be saved from the scourge of war. That is why our predecessors created the United Nations.
He calls this a defining moment. He says people might say, it's not my war, but that would be a mistake.
The evil will never stop. It requires more and more space to conquer. If tolerated, it advances further and further. The draft resolution is one of the building blocks to build a wall to stop it, to stop in Ukraine and not to let it go further. The wall that will protect all of you, in particular younger generations.
Ambassadors of nations large and small lined up to state their positions. Noel Martin Matea represents the Solomon Islands. He called for open hands of friendship, not a clenched fist.
We are already inundated with global challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change and sea level rise. As a small, vulnerable state, Solomon Islands is deeply concerned that the situation in Ukraine is diverting much-needed attention to a global development agenda.
Munir Akram is Pakistan's ambassador.
The developing countries are hit the hardest economically by conflict anywhere.
Mohamed Siad Duale represents the island state of Djibouti.
Let us not allow decades of efforts to strengthen the rule of law and revitalize multilateralism go down the drain.
Doma Chering is from the tiny Himalayan state of Bhutan.
Perched atop the Himalayas, even the folds of our mighty mountains cannot shield us from the reverberations of events thousands of miles away. Today, core principles of the UN Charter and a rules-based international order are at stake, endangering international peace and security far beyond the borders of Ukraine and Europe.
Only five nations voted against the resolution. Joining Russia were Belarus, North Korea, Syria, and Eritrea. Valentin Rybakov is the ambassador of Belarus.
Any spark of neo-Nazism in any country needs to be swiftly extinguished. So what is happening today in this room and beyond is another clear demonstration of double standards, and a confirmation of these double standards on the side of the USA and their allies.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield called Russia's attack horrific, and she warned Russia is preparing to increase the brutality of its campaign.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine. which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention. We all have seen the 40-mile-long lethal convoy charging toward Kyiv.
Despite the overwhelming vote, the resolution is not legally binding. The fighting continues, and so too do negotiations and other efforts to halt the bloodshed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is still open to diplomacy, but he says that depends on Russia pulling back its forces.
We're keeping the door open to a diplomatic way forward. That's going to be very hard to happen without military de-escalation. It's much more difficult for diplomacy to succeed when guns are firing, tanks are rolling, planes are flying.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.